First Peter chapter number 5. Father, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace, your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, thank you for another opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk. I thank you, Lord, for my church home. Thank you, Lord God, for my pastor. I pray, God, that you'd bless him. I pray the Holy Ghost would be his guide. I pray he'd be his comforter. I pray, God, for Miss Renee. I pray for their young'uns, Lord, and grand-young'uns. I pray, God, that you'd touch them and bless them. May the power of God overshadow them. Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you would open our ears and open our hearts tonight just for a little bit. Lord, out of our busy week, Lord God, I pray that we may steal away just for a moment. Lord, may the Holy Ghost speak through these lips of clay. Oh, God, as unworthy as I am, Lord, I pray, God, that the breath of heaven would light upon me. And I pray, God, that somebody, Lord, in this building, Lord God, would hear you. Lord, hide me. Let no man see me, God, but let him only hear you. And we'll give you praise and honor and glory, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to read you one verse, 1 Peter 5 and verse number 8. The Bible says this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." You can be seated tonight. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. And I was thinking about this, if there was a rolling circus that come through town, and they had a lion in there that was they was doing tricks with or what have you, and somehow or another that lion broke loose in the cage. He got out in Bowden, Georgia, and there's a big parade in Bowden. Everybody's on the streets listening, and they hollered out, "Lion on the loose." I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to run like a scarlet. I'm getting out of there. Amen. Amen? And listen to me tonight. I want to preach on that thought, that there is a lion on the loose. There's absolutely, in this last day, a lion that's on the loose. As I said earlier about those churches, you know, that used to be on fire for God, that used to be a place where a man could take his family and get a drink for his family, could be a place for him to go and to hear from the Lord himself and to really go to church. Amen. Ain't no sense in coming to a place. Ain't no sense in coming somewhere like this when you got a cozy home. Amen. If God ain't there. Can I get a witness? He's the one that makes this worth doing. Amen. I love everybody in here. I love all God's people. But listen, I'm telling you, what makes church is the Holy Ghost. And without Him, there ain't even no sense in going. Amen? Say amen right there. I say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. I'm glad that the Lord's here. I'm glad that the Lord is what makes the difference. And I got to thinking about all the demons that fell. There was a third of the angels that fell with Lucifer. And listen, that's all that fell. That's all that's ever been here. They haven't multiplied. They've always been around. Now, I think about the deer, how that you go out there. Some hunters will hunt them deer. I've hunted deer for a full season. I've got him on camera during the summer, and I've waited and waited and waited till deer season and sit out there and waited on that deer to come by. Some of you have hunted a deer for 2 years. Some of you have hunted a deer for 3 years. You've hunted and waited on that deer. And listen to me tonight, that devil, he is short away, and he's sure a patient hunter, and he'll easily wait on you. Amen. So let's look into this just for a second here. He said to be sober and to be vigilant. You better be sober and you'd better be vigilant. You ain't gonna see them big deer out stupid in the daytime. Amen. Listen, them big deer, only time, y'all hunters know what I'm talking about, only time you're gonna get them on your game camera is gonna be a black and white. Amen. You ain't going to get no color picture of them because they ain't coming out in the daytime. Amen. Now listen to me. I want to look at this adversary and then we're going to put him in the ground. I'm just going to be honest with you. It may be depressing just for a little bit, but we're going to get him in the ground after a while. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Listen to me now. We see he said your adversary, the devil. And you better realize you got an adversary.
you better realize that the devil don't like what's going on here. And all the demons that fell, all those demons that have fallen, those that have left those dead churches in a dead state, they're concentrated on the ones that are left. And I believe with all my heart that there's more demons and there's more devils after this church and the very few that's left than there ever have been before. This church started, I guess, in 95. And listen, there were several demons that hated it then. But if there were several then, there's a thousand more that hates it now. Honey, there ain't no hunter. Once you've killed the deer, you don't go hunting that deer no more. Amen. That you move on to the next deer, and you move on to the next deer on your camera. And listen to me, Liberty Baptist Church could be the next deer that's on the camera. It could be the next one that God will. God's got to protect you. It may be the next deer that the adversary wants to kill and wants to hang on his wall. Well, listen to me tonight. I'm gonna tell you first of all, this lion on the loose, he is a roaring lion. Would you agree with me? Anybody ever heard the lion roar? Amen. I'm going to tell you, he roars to signify something. That lion, he is the king of the jungle. When he roars a certain specific roar, and he's signifying that I'm the boss dog out here, and you better understand this. You better understand that you are no match for the devil. The minute you think you get too big for your britches, the minute you think that you can handle him, that's the day you're going to get eat. Amen. That's the day that he's coming down to your house and he's going to take a chunk out of your backside. Amen. He will do that. He's signifying, and you better realize that he is the king of this jungle that we live in. I say I'm a stranger. I'm passing through this. And it's a jungle on the outside. It's a jungle out there. And there's real lions and lionesses, amen, that are out there that would love to destroy you. He's a signifying something when he roars. But I also see that he is saying something. When that lion roars, he's also got something to say. Whenever he roars, he's speaking to those lionesses. And he's talking to those other little demon peons around. Listen to me, the devil, he is talking to all of those that are working for him. And he's making communication with them. And he's trying his best to set up a plan. He's trying his best to get his tactics together so that he can destroy, so that he can kill, and so that he can steal. He's roaring to signify something. He's roaring to say something. But he also roars that he might scare something. I've read before that lions sometimes there, and if you've ever been to the zoo and you've heard a lion roar, I've heard one in my lifetime when I went to the zoo. I've heard one roar, and it's really, it's so loud. They say that lion, when he roars, oftentimes that it takes that prey and it sort of startles and shocks that prey just for a moment out of where he panics and he don't know what to do. And listen, the old adversary, he'll roar in your ear, he'll roar and scare you to death. And listen to me, you'd better know where the devil is. You better know where the adversary is at all times. And you better be careful as you're walking through the bush, as you're walking through this jungle. You'd better be careful because he is definitely looking for you. Now listen now. There's a lion on the loose. He's a roaring lion. You see that? Verse number 8. But we also notice that he's a roaming lion. The Bible says he walketh. He ain't running through there. He ain't jogging through there, but he's walking. Very carefully. Very patiently. He's a walking. A good hunter. Anybody that's got a good deer hanging on their wall, they didn't just go out. You may have got out there and got lucky one time, but you ain't going to do it many times. You got a good buck hanging on your wall, it's because you was a patient hunter and you studied, done your homework, and you put a lot of hours in it. Now listen, a stand, a blind, about 2.5 hours, that's about the best I can do. Amen. I ain't got a lot of meat on my bones, so I have to get up. But the best hunters, those that hunt and those that's got the big bucks hanging on their walls, listen to me, what they've done, they'll sit out there half a day, they'll sit out there all day long, and they're very patient in what they do. And that's exactly the way the adversary is. Listen, it don't matter. He may study you. Listen, the devil's not just going to come up and say, I believe I'll get you this week. But what he's going to do, he's going to look at you in 2017. He's going to study you all summer. He's going to study you all fall, all winter. If he misses you this year season, he'll miss you. He'll look at you next year. He'll search you out. And it may take you three years, 4 years. But listen to me, he's stalking you and he wants to destroy you. He's a roaming lion. Let me tell you something about this roaming lion. He's stealthy. He's stealthy. That lion. Thank God for National Geographic. I couldn't even preach this message without that channel. He blends in, don't he? He's got the same color hide. He's got the same color furs. Everything around him. All that old bulrush looking stuff. I don't know what they call it over there. It looks like bulrush to me, though. Same color. But he blends. He's stealthy. Hard to detect him. It's hard to see him. Listen, and they'll crouch down and they'll be perfectly still, not even flinch their tail. He's stealthy. You be careful. You better watch out because the adversary, he could be sitting right beside you. She could be sitting right beside you. She could be on the outside. He could be on the outside. Be careful because they are stealthy and can slip up on you. Stealthy. I'll tell you something else about that lion. He didn't get to be king of the jungle because he was dumb neither. He's not only stealthy, but he's smart. He is smart. Some of the best hunters know how to get downwind or upwind from the deer. They know how to put scent lock clothes on. They know how to camo the best. They know where to best put their stand. They know where the trails are. They study which way they go. They know, listen, they'll plant food plots during the summertime to get them using in that area right there. And they'll use in that area and the whole time. They'll think it's a blessing from God. There's a big, pretty green field of clover there. They'll go to eating in that thing, not knowing that later on there's going to be somebody standing in sitting in a tree with a gun in their hand and shoot them in the chest. Listen to me now. He's smart. The adversary's smart. He's been doing this 6,000 years. And listen to me, you better protect your church. You better protect your pastor. You better protect your family. You better protect your children and everything that you've got because he is here to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And be careful in these last days because I believe with all my heart that he is more violent and more vicious and more mean than he's ever been like he is in this day. He's stealthy, and he's smart, but he's seeking. He's seeking. I'm going to tell you something. He's hungry. He's craving something. You know what he's craving? He's craving Jesus. You see, the fight ain't with me and you. It ain't necessarily me that he wants. It ain't Brother Ken that he wants. It ain't you that he wants. It's the Jesus in you that he wants. You see, he ain't got no quarrel with you. But he wants your crown. He wants that God man that lives inside of you. He's after the Lord. As a matter of fact, he despises God. He despises. He don't like you to come to church. He don't like you to be here. He don't like you to read his word. He don't like you to pray. You ever wondered why in the world it's so hard? Listen, you can watch a TV station there and sit there and it's a bore and you fall asleep in your recliner. Amen? But you'll still sit there and watch it. But then again, you try to read your Bible 5 minutes or pray for 3 minutes and the devil will try his best to keep you from doing it. Try his best. He's a smart devil. He's seeking. He's hungry. Listen to me. Not only is he a roaring lion, a roaming lion, But I notice also that he is a ruthless lion. Watch it now. The devil as a roaring lion, he walketh out seeking whom he may pet. No, sir. He ain't interested in punching. Listen, I heard one preacher say one time here recently, he said, it's time for somebody to give the devil a black eye. I felt like getting out and getting up under a rock somewhere. He ain't never come in contact with a real devil. Honey, listen to me. I'm telling you, you ain't no match for the devil, and don't think you can punch him in the eye. You listen, you see the devil, best thing you can do is get up under a rock somewhere and hide. He's ruthless. I mean, he's mean. He's mean. Hear me now. He's a master of deception. You hear what I say? I said he's a master of deception. He'll trick, you know, listen, Eve. We'll go back to Eve, back over in Genesis 3. You know why Eve partook of that fruit? Because she thought 110% that she was doing the right thing. She was deceived. She saw that the food was good for food. And it was pleasant to look upon. And that it was desired to make one wise. She was deceived. You can find that in your New Testament. She thought she was doing the right thing. She thought Adam wasn't deceived, but she was deceived. She took that fruit thinking it was the best thing to do at this time. He is a master of deception. The devil will trick you into sin. The devil will trick you into doing this or doing that. And you'll think it's exactly the thing to do at this time if you're not watching for him. Listen to me. He's a master of deception. But he's also a master of devastation. Has anybody ever had him get you to the place? You know what? In America, and I found this statistic years ago, and I've used it several years in preaching, but you know, it takes, I believe it back then, it was 49 million prescribed sleeping pills per night to put America to sleep. You know why that is? It's because our minds won't shut off. I ain't throwing rocks at nobody. Listen to me. The devil is ruthless. He's after your mind. He is a master of devastation. He's a master of getting your mind and making you so stressed out and getting you to the point to where you have about lost your mind. He'll get you to the place to where you're crazy if you'll let him. How many people have I counseled? How many people has this man counseled? How many people have you seen at their wits' end and didn't know what to do? All because of the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. He came to them and he's got them in a place where they're devastated. He's a ruthless lion. Master of deception. He's a master of devastation. And he's a master of destruction. You see, he ain't interested. Let me tell you how you'll know if it's the devil or not. He ain't interested. He ain't interested in just busting your lip. No, no, no. He ain't interested in just breaking your nose. He's interested in putting you down. How many hunters you ever seen go out in the woods and say, "Boy, I saw a big old 10-point buck and I took a shot. Where's he at?" "Oh, I missed him. I think I glanced at him. I saw a little fur, saw a little blood." One thing, he's probably lying. He's probably a spike. Just didn't want to say, "Well, I went out there and didn't see a thing this morning." Amen? Come on now. But he's a master of destruction. If your target, listen to me closely, if your target gets big enough and easy enough to shoot, he is an excellent marksman. And he'll hit the bullseye every time. And just like I've saw him and you saw him and that 30-06, 270, whatever you hunt with, that thing, when it hits the right spot, that deer will not take another step. It'll right on the floor. Kick a little bit and you can go collect them in about 20 minutes. He's a master of destruction. Listen to me tonight. He'll destroy the things that are most precious to you, the things that we take for granted. God, help us in these last days to not take for granted what God has blessed us with. With the world's worst, I'm going to preach to me just for a little bit. I'll amen myself. In the world's worst, taking for granted what God has blessed us with. God blessed us with. But, hallelujah. He is a roaring lion. He's a Roman lion. He's a ruthless lion. But I'm glad he's a regulated lion. Ain't that a blessing? I'm glad that he's got a regulator on him. Anybody know what a regulator is? Hallelujah. And God's got the handle. God's got the knob, God's got the switch, and God can regulate the devil. Ain't that a blessing? I'm glad, listen, now, the Bible says here that he is seeking whom he may devour. That lets me to know that there's some going to get devoured, and there's some that's not going to get devoured. There are some deer that grow to be old. There's some that shot as spikes by a young person. There's some that shot as 4, 4, 6, 8, 10 points. But then there's some that stay out there for a long time and they die of old age and they die in the woods. Listen to me. He's seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking the one that'll show his head. Listen to me now. He is regulated. He's limited in his perimeter. Amen. If you'll stay in the right area, if you'll stay there at the right times, the devil can't go there. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad God's got some management areas? Ain't you glad that God's got some no trespassing signs? Ain't you glad that there's some places that you can go and get away from the adversary? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He's regulated. Glory be. I don't want to give the devil no... We're going to get somewhere in a little bit. We may throw the pulpit through the window. Amen? I hate the devil. I just hate to say it. I hate the devil. Now listen to me. He's limited in his perimeter. He's also limited in his power. You see, he ain't big and bad as a lot of us give him credit for. Now, I do understand this, and I will say this before everybody. Listen, I am no match for it. And I'll be the first one to go down. But I do know somebody that's greater, that's inside of me. I do know somebody that can handle him tonight. I do know somebody that's got a handle on the adversary and all his demons. And he can drop them where they stand. He can do whatever he pleases. He can cast them out. He can call them off. Oh, bless his name. Thank God for Jesus that he's got a regulator on the devil. Hallelujah to God. He's limited in his perimeter. He's limited in his power. And he's limited in his plans. You see, I serve an omniscient God. You ever thought of this? God ain't never thought about nothing. He ain't got to think about nothing. He knows it. Why would he need to think about something? But you know what the devil's got to do? He's got to think about it. He's a thinker, not a knower. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Had a preacher tell me one time, something went wrong in my life, something happened, I can't remember who. But listen, I said, I was a belly aching, I was a whining, I was saying this, whine, oh, let this go this way or that way. He said, listen, there's a reason for everything. I got to thinking about that. You know? The reason you're where you're at, the reason you're going through what you're going through could be because the devil is out there just a little further in front of you, and God could be holding you up right here to keep you out of the hunter's eyes until he goes to the house to his warm bed. Thank God. Thank God for the wreck that helped you up. made you an hour late for work. Thank God the curling iron wouldn't work. Thank God the shower wouldn't. Thank God. Listen, there's a lot of things. In everything give thanks. He's regulated devil. I think we ought to put him in the ground, don't you? Thank God. I'm going to read this. We're going to quit. You know, the devil's got a funeral he's going to. Listen, he's going to have a funeral one day. Won't it be a blessing to go to his funeral one day? Won't it be a blessing? I don't know if y'all... Listen, y'all must not... Listen, that devil's mean to me. Yeah, he can make some stew out of me. But one day I'm going to go to his funeral. I'd be the best funeral. Brother Jake asked me the other day, said, which one you'd rather do, a funeral or a wedding? Asked me if they're wet. I'm going to go ahead and say what I said because I know Trevor and Allison. I'd whole lot rather do a funeral. Am I right, preacher? You can't mess up at a wedding. You can mess up at a funeral. They ain't never had one talk back at me. Explained at a funeral, ain't never had one get up out there and say I said something wrong. Never. Not one complaint. My first wedding, I forgot to tell them to kiss. So hit me. They walked out of the church and didn't kiss. That's the truth. I ain't never lived it down. I still get joked about it. But ain't you glad the devil's going to have a funeral? Hallelujah. And me and you going to be there. If you're saved. You hope you're saved. If you ain't saved, listen, you're going to the same place he's going. But he's got a funeral. What a blessed day that's going to be. Can you listen? Anybody ever been by a graveside? Seen the weeping and the mourning? It's a hard place to be. I mean, one of the toughest places to be on earth a person can be is when you're laying that loved one in the ground. Everybody's a squalling and a crying. But let me tell you about another kind of funeral. There's one funeral that we're going to go to. It's going to sort of not even seem like a funeral. It's going to seem like a shindig. It's going to seem like a party. It's going to seem like something you ain't never been to before in your life. Honey, say somebody is, all say it is, they're going to cut a rug. They're going to dance a jig. Yeah, man? One of these days, the devil that deceived them, amen, Revelation 20 and verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I say the devil's got his day coming. He may have his day today with you. He may have his day tomorrow with you. He may have his day with me tomorrow. And he's had his days. And he's had his weeks and months. But bless God, there's a day coming when he's going to the pit. I'm glad that there's a day that I'm going to glory. And I'm glad there's a day that he's going to his final destination for all eternity, forever and forever. Hallelujah to God. Ain't you glad of that? I wonder what they'll sing. It won't be in the sweet by and by. It'll be something uplifting. It'll be all out of sorts. It's going to be something. It's going to be some sure enough boogity boogity song. Well, we're going to be happy that day. You see, he's tripped a lot of saints. Up until this day, he's tripped a lot of saints into regrets. He's terrified a lot of soldiers into retreating. He's tricked a lot of sickly saints into reluctance or doubt. He's troubled of many sanctuaries into retiring. One day, God's going to toss old Satan. And there ain't going to be no return. I bless the Lord. But until then, we got to be careful. We got to watch, because He is still seeking. And He's meaner and more serious now than ever. Father, thank You tonight for the Holy Ghost. Thank You, Lord, for Your Word. I pray, God, Lord, that You'd touch, Lord, these, Your Scriptures, instill them in these hearts. I pray, God, Lord, if there'd be one here lost tonight, God, that You might save them. I pray, Father, Lord, if there's one, God, that's getting too close, Lord God. Lord, I pray, God, that You'd keep them from danger. Lord, keep them in Your perimeter. I pray, God, that You'd bless, and bless this church, bless my pastor. We love You in Jesus' name. Amen.